Gums, as far as I know. Gums, all I know, but no goozle. Nothing like a goozle.
Right. Well, do people call this part of your leg right here your
the shin?
Right. Ever bumped them before?
Huh?
Ever bumped them against anything?
It's the shin. Shin's what we called it. It's what you want to call it. Shin?
Well, what about, you know, this part right here? You might say that you're squatting down on your...
Hunkers?
Uh-huh.
Hunkers.
Well, have you ever heard anybody use any other expression than squat down to mean the same thing?
Not that I call just this minute. You might say something and I'd heard it. Maybe I have.
Well, the reason I asked you was you said hunkers. I wondered if you'd ever heard anybody say hunker down.
Oh, yes, hunker down, but that's what they mean, is to get squat down that way, hunker down.
Well, have you ever heard any expression that people might use to describe a man who's got a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it?
Miser?
Ever heard anything besides that?
Miser and, what else? Give me a name. I've heard something else, I think, but I don't know what it was.
Well, have you ever heard him called the tightwad?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's a tightwad. That's when he won't spend his money. Won't be fair with me. You get everything off me you can, but you won't be fair with me. Tightwad.
Or what about somebody who just makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it, whether he's right or wrong? You'd say he's mighty...
bullheaded, we say sometimes. Is that what you want?
I've heard that before. You ever heard him say mule-headed?
Mule stubborn.
Mule stubborn.
Yeah, oh, stubborn as an old mule. Yes, stubborn.
So if you were to use the word common about a person, say, old so-and-so is just as common as he can be, what would you mean by that?
Well, they would be different ways. It would be on to how I was, under what heading we were getting about. It's usually not considered complimentary, but in a certain way, it is complimentary. I say it's on to which line you're in. But as a rule, women will use it, oh, she's too common. That means that she is not refined in any way, or she's not educated, and she just can't go along with much, I'll say. She's just common. She doesn't fit in many places. But another word, now that's when we're degrading them. But now you can turn that thing around, and it's like the other day I got a wonderful letter, I think, from a friend of mine at Tremont. Well, I'd say she was just as common as could be, but I mean that as a compliment. Due to the fact, I'm pretty sure she's a millionaire. She had a $500,000 at one time. She had an auntie that she had three nieces. And she let each niece have a $500,000. Well, she was already, I think, practically a millionaire. But when I speak of her as being common, she's just as common as I. Why, I mean it in the highest compliment. Because she could have what she wanted, when she wanted, but she didn't choose to dress any finer than I did. Or she didn't like spending money, just throwing it at the winds because she could, so to speak.